What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of From Broadway to Belmont. I am your host, Chris DeSellums, and with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Kevin Koff. Kevin, jump in, say hello.
What's up? Good to be here. You sound a little sad tonight. Let me just get my
gloating out of the way. I don't think it's good to be here. for the listeners at home,
I was threatened.
I was. Kevin said, if you don't record a podcast tonight, it's over.
Yep,
I'm never canceled. Speaking to you again. And I said, all right, you know what? For the fans, I'll do it. I'll muster up the courage to record a podcast. Was there a hockey game on tonight or something?
I missed the COVID-19 pandemic. The Rangers and Islanders did play, so I know there's a global pandemic.
Yeah, can't really say there's a global pandemic going on anymore. That excuse kind of, you know what? We're on the verge of a recession right now, so I really don't.
Oh,
think
there
we
you
should,
go.
We should let millionaires flaunt around their skills on the ice.
Hey, if it's any consolation, the haircut looks great. If you got a
thanks,
haircut,
man, I just got cut yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. I know it's a fade. Gotta represent. But yeah, big Isles Rangers first live reaction of season 3.
It feels like season 1, baby.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these live reactions just do not go your way. I mean, it's just
I was watching the game with my friend Jake, and I literally said, I think every time the Islanders and Rangers have played and we do a live
Tuesday
reaction podcast,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Rangers have lost every fucking game. which is just fucking miserable.
I need something to cheer for and be happy about. Come on now.
It's just fucking miserable.
Yeah. 3-0 Isles win tonight. Sorokin shutout.
He easily kept them in that game because the Rangers had like a lot of decent chances. Like if that Kako goal goes in, maybe the game goes a different way.
I think there was the Kako one, the Gauthier one, and then the Fox post. Nothing else really scared me. Those were 3 good chances.
They were shooting the Rangers were shooting the puck a lot from the point, which is just like, you know, you're never
going to. Yeah, I think that bumped their numbies a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like if you want to be really depressed if you're a Rangers fan, was fun. 87 shots the last 2 games. Within 2 days, the last 48 hours, the Rangers have shot the puck 87 times and have 2 goals.
Yeah, that's tough to swallow when you get that many shots. But that's the beauty of Islanders hockey. Was it the prettiest win? Absolutely not. And it really wasn't pretty to watch for most of the time. They had their moments, you know. They looked much better offensively tonight than they have in the past. But it's not a game where you're going to be like, wow, like they look great. They just grinded it out. You know, Sorokin made some big saves at the key time. Defense made some good stops. And you got 2 goals from Palmieri, who really needed those just to kind of get on his horse. So, I was happy enough with the performance. I mean, it didn't blow me away. There were points where the Rangers kind of took over, but I didn't think it was that bad. I think the Islanders, I think could have went either way in the end with the chances, but the way the game shook out, I'm not surprised that the Islanders won. So I'm happy about the result.
Yeah. Just like big points to take away from that game is that like in the last like couple games, take out the Sharks game and take out the Columbus game. The Columbus game was just a disaster. Like that was just a bad game. They just stunk it up that night. Between yesterday and today, I mean, Colorado, they looked way better than they did tonight, in my opinion. Had a lot more fight in them. The Rangers didn't look bad tonight. Like that's the thing. Like I don't think they looked bad. I thought they had a lot of chances.
Really did. I think they both looked all right.
Yeah, I mean, like Halak, it was the first goal was just a defensive breakdown. I think Hayek was covering. Hayek was like just not Hayek supposed to like. He was Hayek not even in the play. Lines. Like he was over by the boards, like covering someone. I'm like, the puck is in the middle of the ice. Like you are not supposed to be there. The deflection, you know, I'm always
oh my
gonna.
God.
I'm,
that was
I'm
a
gonna,
beauty.
Yeah, Trouba was nowhere to be seen. Nowhere to be seen there.
Talking about that goal, though, I mean. It all, not to totally sidetrack, but
yeah, no,
Wahlstrom
yeah.
with a great
monologue for a bit.
I mean, Wahlstrom had a great entry on that. He looked really good tonight. He looked very confident. He was on the first line, which was nice. Barzal comes in, kind of strips the puck from Halak with a lot of good speed coming in. And then it was just a beautiful pass to Bailey, who had just an unreal deflection. So, I mean, that goal was just about as pretty as it got. That was one of the nicer goals I think they've scored, but it was nice to see Wahlstrom, you know, moving his feet, getting a little active, making entries. And I mean, that's how it all starts, you know? Like, you're not getting that goal if Wallstrom and Barzal don't move their feet a little bit, and that's what the Islanders need to do more. So I love that. I love it for Bailey. I mean, it's a shame it wasn't his 1,000th career game, but it was still a beautiful goal. So we love to see that. I mean, just a perfect deflection, top shelf.
Yeah, and like the point I was going to make was that like the deflection, whenever those kind of like goals happen, I'm of the camp where I'm like, there's really like nothing any goaltender going to be able to do. It's just like, you know, you're in one spot, and you know, especially when it's like that, you know, he's skating in front of you, and he just gets a stick on it, and it
nothing
goes.
Nothing I could have done there.
There's nothing you could do. So you know, it's a tough loss for the Rangers. I think that
third goal, Almeri, 3-3-1.
Or 3-3-2 now, sorry. So my name is incorrect, but now Islanders look good. Rangers looked like poop. Or they didn't look like poop. I'll take that back.
They looked all right.
They looked fine. And I'm not gonna sweat game 8
of
an 82 game season.
Exactly. But and there's a third goal by Palmieri. Weird one where nobody knew it went in at the start, but you got the horn after.
That was a real bad fuck up, I guess, on the island.
Good shot, though.
That was a clear as day goal. I don't know how
but nobody on the ice noticed either, though. That's the thing. I know. The arena, well, you know, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I tweeted it yesterday, or maybe the other day. NHL refs, or yeah, no, it was yesterday. I'm like, NHL refs are gonna NHL ref. I feel like they are constantly in talks of like worst refereeing in all of just professional sports, because it's pretty egregious. I mean, like, case in point, going into the game yesterday with Colorado.
I want to move on totally yet.
No, I don't want to move on either. I'm just saying, in just terms of like the refs being bad, and this is tying into like the refs not calling that goal a good goal on the ice.
I got you.
Bad refereeing yesterday. Laf gets called for a high sticking penalty. Was it a high sticking penalty? Yes. Was it on the Rangers? No. It was Devontaeves literally just got his stick lifted by Laf. He hits Makar in the face, and it's a Colorado power play. I mean, how do you what? And it's like, I get the rules. Oh, it's a 2-minute. You can't review it. But it's like you're showing the video to everyone in the arena. Like, the refs are seeing the video. Like, it's like, what? They're gonna come after the game and be like, oh yeah, that was our bad, sorry. It's like, you know, it's that could have been the game. Like that could have easily, if they could have scored, Rangers lose that game, they don't get a point, and like whatever. So
I hear you.
Yeah. So yeah, refereeing terrible.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how they didn't see that goal go in, but good for Palmieri. I mean, he needed those two real bad. I know Pageau got 2 assists too, so it was good to see some of the guys that were struggling this year get some points and goals on the board. They really needed that one. I was really getting concerned about Palmieri, but he looked like he was moving his feet tonight, which was a real bonus that I appreciated. So fingers crossed that, in my opinion, that this game win, I mean, it's the Rangers. I mean, Rangers hit the Islanders, the Islanders hit the Rangers. Like, this is the type of win that you need to now build on and kind of keep going and build some momentum to continue on the winning streak, because now you're 3-4-0. You know, the season is still young. It's still alive. And you got Carolina on Friday, and then you got Colorado on Saturday. Obviously, two very tough games, but you're kind of hoping this Rangers game sparks some momentum in them and sparks some fire that they can keep up with a team like that and beat a team like that, because it was their first, like, obviously not their first real win, but, you know, they beat San Jose and Anaheim. So this was the first team that it's like, it was the first big test that they won, which was nice to see, surprisingly. I predicted 3-1. It was a shame that the Rangers didn't get a garbage time goal, but I'll take the shutout regardless. But yeah, I was happy with the game. I'm trying to think what happened in there. Barzal looked all right. Defense looked good. Romanov, I thought, had a good game. Surprisingly, besides that one time he got burnt by Gauthier, Sebastian Aho, not too bad, man. He had a pretty solid game. He made some good plays, so we'll see what happens. This weekend's gonna be a big test, this Friday, Saturday, for the Islanders, and I just hope this brings some momentum with them.
And I think the momentum will swing for Rangers because they get a little bit of a break.
That also helps
in their schedule. They got Dallas on Saturday. Another
Dallas
set
is
of
good, man. I don't know. Dallas is pretty another good this set year.
Back to backs. I mean, it's Dallas at the end of the day. I don't know.
They look pretty good, but we'll see.
They got Dallas on Saturday and then Arizona on Sunday. Well, they got Arizona, Philly. Dallas, Arizona, Philly are their next three.
It could be worse.
And then they play Boston next week too. Boston, I'm a little nervous about. Dallas, I'm like, you know, whatever. It's Dallas to me. I just still think of them as a bad team. I think the wheels will eventually fall off. They are playing really good hockey right now, but I just, you know, hopefully the wheels fall off. And then Arizona is almost like a certified win most nights.
I don't know. They beat the Leafs. We'll see. But yeah, that's
crazy stat about Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona hasn't lost in Toronto in like since like 2000.
Like 20 in like the last like 20 years or something. They've every crazy. Time they've played Toronto, I think either in Arizona Toronto. Or in Toronto, been able to leave with at least 1 point.
It's nuts, man. They got their number.
Of all teams, too, like the Yotes got the Leafs number.
I know. I also want to mention before we move on to the other games of the week, I have 2 points tonight. Number one, I don't forgive Eddie Olczyk for poo-pooing on the Islanders' Game 6 goal against Tampa Bay, where he was like, oh, stop throwing the beer cans. I still don't like him because he did that. And number two, just to get this off my chest, they had Dennis Poffin in the booth. I don't know if you're listening to this. They asked him if he compares himself to Adam Fox or if Adam Fox reminds him of himself. And they asked him about coming out of retirement to play for the Rangers in 1994. This guy won 4 cups with the Islanders. What are we talking about? I thought that was just, I mean, I know they're technically not biased, but it felt like the Kenny Albert Ranger fan and the Eddie Olczyk Ranger player came out a little bit there. And I thought it was BS that they were asking Denny Poffin those questions instead of, I mean, you don't have to ask him other questions. It's a national broadcast, but like, my God, it was so blatantly obvious and just disgusted me. But those are my
two. Also, I don't even consider Eddie a Rangers fan or a fan of the Rangers, because he's clearly not, because the knob slobbing he was doing all throughout the playoffs last year against everyone else the Rangers were playing. I mean, you would have thought the Pens had this guy on their payroll the way
he's a big Penguins guy.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like you won a fucking cup in New York. Maybe have a little bit of bias for New York for the team that you won a cup with. It's like he could not say anything bad about the Penguins. Carolina, I don't really remember if he was covering any of the games during that series, but I would imagine if he was leaning more Carolina, and then when they went up against the Lightning, I think ESPN only had those games, so he got away with that. But Eddie's just a fucking
him after the Game 6 incident. Can't take it. Islanders celebrating the biggest win in the last 20 years. And he's like, oh, don't do it with beer cans. Whatever. Those are my two gripes about tonight. But they had the whole shtick on the pod fan socks, which is like,
that was awesome. That was awesome.
I liked that they
hats off to the Islanders for that. That was brilliant.
Good for Poffin to run with it too. I mean, that was good. But yeah, good, solid game overall, I thought. And obviously, can't complain about Ilya Sorokin ever. Great game for him. You know, wasn't super duper tested the whole time, but he made the saves, the big saves, the 5 or 6 when it counted. So that's what you asked for. So,
I mean, his stop on Kako, I mean, that was just, that was heartbreaking.
Oh my God, Kako. The whole Islanders defense was like a standstill. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, he got crazy. Through like 4 guys, and I'm like, fuck, he got the pad on that. I was like, if he finished on that, I was like, oh God, that to me would have just like null and voided all of the hate he's gotten the last like 2 years. I would have just sent that clip to Whitney 100 times.
yeah. Just a quick little tidbit. I don't want to talk too much about it, just because I think it's honestly a non-news story. I mean, it's a news story, but it's nothing like. Kiefer Bellis got put on waivers today. I think it's one of those things where it's like two things are true. Is it stupid to keep Soshnikov and Johnson over Bellows? Yes. But everybody in Elliot Friedman's mentions and the, under the Islanders announcement is like, oh, I can't believe this. Everybody, all the teams want their team to pick him up. I'm like, it's Kiefer Bellows, the guy who was drafted 7 years ago. He hasn't been able to stick. He's slow. He's not that great. There's a reason he's not on the roster. Like, I love the guy. I think he's got some tools and he could be a somewhat effective player in the NHL. But my God, did we just put Connor McDavid on waivers? I mean, it's a shame that Ross Johnson and Soshnikov are on this team over him, but like, people talk about overreaction. My God. Like, it's just so stupid. Everybody thinks that everybody that goes through waivers is like a god that their team has to pick up. Can't stand it.
Lieber Hayek.
Exactly. But it's a shame for Bellows that he was looking forward to this year and had some good things to say about himself, but just hasn't worked out. Just it's time for some new scenery. Maybe a team like Arizona takes a flyer on him, or a team like Montreal takes a flyer, because, you know, it can't hurt. But I'd like to see what he can do in another organization, because he's obviously not going to get that chance here. So, sorry, Chief Keefe, Reefer Bellows, all of the above. It was a good run, my friend. You were not the best draft pick, but I like
it. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, sorry, but it's time. The Grim Reaper is calling. So, that's that on Kiefer Bellows.
When did we record last Wednesday?
Yes, because right. Would we? Yeah, it had to be last Wednesday because we didn't record after the Sharks game. So,
all right, cool.
So, Rangers on this week.
Quick little breakdown. Rangers lost to David Quinn on last Thursday. That's right.
Yeah,
that's at home in overtime. First Sharks win. I called that. I texted you.
You did. You did call that.
I was like, the Rangers are gonna be the fucking team to give Sharks their first win, especially since it was Quinn. So that one stung. Then they lost to Columbus. Didn't watch a second of that game. So I have honestly no idea how they looked.
But apparently
it was not very good. I don't want to say. It was 5-1. Yeah, it was bad. I did not watch a second of that game. So it doesn't really count in my opinion.
Respect.
Yeah, then they lost to Colorado yesterday in a shootout. Really fun game, really tight game. Mm-hmm. I was joking around with people saying it was a preview of the Stanley Cup final this year. So hopefully that prediction's true. But one big point that I texted you about Colorado is that as of right now, right now at this minute, and as of yesterday when I texted you this, they're a beatable team. They are very much a beatable team. Are they a very, very, very good team? Absolutely. They're not playing hockey right now. They're playing something elevated, but they're beatable.
It's tough to gauge too, because I know they're going to pick up. I think that Kadri loss is huge. I know they're going to pick up a 2C at the deadline, whoever it is. And then Landeskog's out, but they don't look like.
That's true. Like, do I think they're going to look like the Colorado of last year by the time the playoffs roll around?
Well, maybe
yes,
close,
I know.
Yeah,
like they won't have that same Kadri spark. I think they got the monkey off their back in terms of like getting Nate Dogg his cup.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't have as much to prove at this point. It's more so just legacy at this point with this team. It was a super fun game. Sucks that the Rangers lost the shootout. And gave Georgiev his first win in New York.
He was fired up.
Oh yeah, what a fucking rat. And then,
Speaking of rats, I mean, you know who? It was a nasty move, to be fair.
Oh, don't even fucking. I hate him.
I'm just piling on you, sorry.
I know. I hate him. I truly, I hate him. I hate everything about him. I forgot he was on the Avs until midway through the game, and I saw 9, and I was like, who is that? And then I saw it back. I was like, oh my, no. And I immediately went to the list.
He's only making like 1.5. What a steal.
And then you lose 3-0 to the Islanders. So they're on a 4-game losing streak right now, a couple points here and there. So out of possible 8, they got 2. Not great.
That's good.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Power play is in a little bit of a slump right now. Had a lot of chances tonight to score on the power play, just couldn't get it done. I'm more than okay. And the thing is, they don't look bad. The Rangers, they're playing fine hockey. I wouldn't say there's anything that's super super concerning right now. Are they making the best plays with the puck right now? No, but it's still really early. I'd rather them go through a slump now than midway through the season. Or what did Strand say? If he's chirping me.
Oh, is it texting group chat? Oh, yep, there it is.
Whatever. Strand, if you listen to this, I'm paying you no mind right now. How's Booch doing? Yeah, terrible for me too, because he's on my fantasy team. And he's on the, they placed him on the IR, dude.
You're down bad this week. I'm so sorry. It's just not a good week to be Chris Holmes.
Yeah, no, like literally every team I root for is going through it right now. Like,
don't even talk about that.
Have you seen the meme where it's like, why do you give me your hardest battles? It's like, yeah, the guy who's like just a decrepit human being. And it's like, Jesus. And he's like, you're just a Rangers fan. It's like me being a Rangers fan, a Jets fan, and a Spurs fan. I mean, the loss of football talk for a second. The loss of AVT is super underrated because it happened the Breece Hall news. That totally stunk.
That also kills them. Yeah, they...
The Breece Hall news was just, I mean, like, I'm my hoping
fantasy team.
Yeah, both my fantasy teams, that hurt me too. But I'm really, really hoping that the surgery goes well, the recovery goes well, and he could just pick up right where he left off whenever he comes back. I don't even I think hope so. He might not even play next season at this point, which hurts, but depending on how the recovery goes and everything, I'm hoping he can maybe get through like half a season next year. That one stunk. But you know, the record, that's what matters. They're 5-2 right now. I was texting you privately about it. You know, I was saying if they can get 5-6 wins this year,
we'd be happy. Thrilled. Yeah.
If you had told me, you know, week 8, they're already going to be 5-2, I would have said you're a fucking liar. so happy with that. Right. And then my Spurs, Tottenham, soul crushing goal taken away today in Champions League. VAR, you're a bitch. I hate you. That's tough. So yeah, now everything is falling apart right now for me. I'm hanging on by mere threads.
I will say, I think some of the discourse around the Rangers, just to hop back to that, it's like people, I think you guys will be fine. You guys look fine. You guys will get your wins.
That's the thing. I'd rather go through a slump now than like midway through the season or towards the end of the season. Like, it's better to go through a rough patch now, fix it, than go to a rough patch like the end of the season and like still make playoffs, but it's like, oh, we looked like shit the last 4 games.
Yeah, but it's like people also need to like temper their expectations, because I was curious today because I saw all the stuff on Twitter about how Kreider's not producing and he's been like not great this year, and I looked it up. He had 2 goals in 6 games. That averages out, I forget what the exact numbers was. It's 28.4 goals over an 82-game season. His career high before last year was 28. He's right on par with what he's do. What he maybe he gets 30. That'd be good for you guys, like 30 plus.
No, that's a necessary.
You are starting to be a god. Like,
yeah, no, I again. Yeah, no, 50 is out of the question.
His career trajectory has been his whole time is in the league. It's like that's just how it goes. But
like, yeah, I think people are just like a little concerned because I think, they know now, you know, 10 years into the league that he has the ability to score over 30. Just so now 30's been the expectation for like 6 years and he's just never hit it. And then of course the one year he does it, he doesn't hit 30, he doesn't hit 40, he hits 50 fucking 2. So it's like, yeah, you got to temper your expectations a little bit. But I also think too, though, a lot of people are or at least a lot of Rangers fans are a little more visceral with the way he's playing right now, because he tied into the way the Yankees lost and everything and the expectations they had for them. And I just it's a very visceral time to be a Rangers fan. There's a lot that's going on. And you know what? Right now, I blame the Knicks for how the Rangers are playing, because MSG can never have both teams playing well at the same time. One team has to stink and one team has to be good. So until the Knicks start stinking.
The
Knicks start stinking,
go, Knicks, go.
It's going to be a bad time, but hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully we have 2 good teams in the garden. But I'm not even a fucking Knicks fan, so who cares? Fuck the Knicks.
Anything else on the Rangers, or should I hop into the Isles 3?
I was expecting a Dryden Hunt goal. Luckily, that didn't happen. What Fair. Else? Kravtsov's hurt again. I don't even think he's played.
He's not looking good, man. I hate to say it. He looks slow too when he's out there. It's just I don't know.
He doesn't have his legs. I mean, I think he played six Fair. Minutes game one Fair. And like a period game two. So I don't That's think he's fair. Played a full game or out this year. He's not played a full game. So it's like I'm not too worried about him, but I'm not too worried about his play. I'm a little bit worried about just him, you know, hanging in there as a player because it's a different
league
and it's you're not in Russia anymore, buddy. So let's start hitting the Russian gas.
Yeah, that's fair. As for the Islanders, last three games, I think we should stick to talk about the Ranger game. No, three losses in a row, three regulation losses in a row. First game Thursday against the Devils, 4-1 loss. I can't even explain how bad the Islanders played that game. It had to be the worst game I've seen them play in 5 years, maybe more. It was like they were dominated the whole time. It was Since crazy. We
started the podcast, was that the worst game they have played?
It's tough because we also lost 8-0 in game five against the Lightning. So, so that's definitely up there. But in terms of regular season, is Destiny, since we started
take that playoff loss out. Regular season, is that the worst loss?
I'm trying to think based on what other games, but I think I would say, even though the score is not that bad, I think it is. They were already dominated from minute zero to minute 60. The Devils were so much faster than them. They're looking kind of good. But it was just embarrassing. I don't even want to think about it.
The wheels will fall off, brother.
They probably will.
Will fall off.
Then you get to Tampa Bay on Saturday. Excuse me. And you get three goals on Brian Elliott, but give up five. That's a tough loss. They got to within one, and then they gave up a goal with about 5.5 left. So that sunk them there. So another tough loss. And now the weeds are coming off. And then you get to Florida, and you say, oh, okay, you played them well the first time. Maybe you can win. And they give up a goal 40 seconds in, a cheap goal, which was not good. Then you give up another goal 9 minutes in. So now you're down 2-0 early. Get one back in the second, and then just get a backbreaker at the start of the third. Get one late, but just classic Islanders, just pushing late, but just can't get anything done. You lose by one. I mean, they played an all right game. They probably could have won that game. The other two, they obviously was out of the question, but they had 35 shots against Tampa. I mean, damn, but yeah, three tough losses. They probably could have won the Florida game. They should have played better for the Devils game. I mean, that was just embarrassing. So it was good to get this win tonight to kind of get that bad juju out of the system. But three concerning games, to say the least. They looked a little slow in all three. So I'm not holding my breath for this to continue, especially against the Avalanche and Hurricanes, which is a concern. But we're going to see what happens. Maybe this will spark some good momentum, like we said. But the last three games, I would like to forget them forever, especially that Devils one. So there's really no – I didn't really watch the Lightning game, to be fair. So in reality, there's really no good
– It doesn't there. Count then. That Lightning game doesn't count.
Perfect. Works for me.
Any game you don't watch doesn't count. I mean, the result still stands, but it doesn't count.
Works for me. So we'll see what happens these upcoming weeks. But yeah, I think that's about it for the Islanders this week. I mean – talked about Bellows, talked about everything that's going on. Little Barry Trotz news. He was doing some interviews again, saying he wants to maybe get back one day, coach an original six team. Very interesting statement.
I already have the New York Rangers like coaching situation like figured out.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So eventually when Gallant gets fired and put into a taxi.
Yes.
After next season.
You're telling me they're going to fire the guy who had Ryan Reeves out there with 4.5 to go tonight, down by two? Come on. That seems ridiculous.
He's going to follow the trend 3 years, and then he's done. So the beginning of the 24-25 season, the Rangers should should take a page out of the Leafs book, and their AHL coach should become the NHL.
Whatever his name is.
Bring up Knobloch. I'm still it's not a conspiracy theory or anything. It's a little tinfoil hatty. You look at the contracts, so you look at the UFAs coming up. Salary cap's going up soon. who's the big fish in the in this pond? Who was the head coach of the Erie Otters?
Here we go.
McDavid to the New York Rangers. Years in the future. I'm predicting this now. So when we're in like season like seven of the show or some point, and he's coming out for the first time, he's taken the C off of Trouba's chest. He's the captain now. Him and Knobloch, the connection again. They're like it's gonna be great. So that's my tinfoil hat theory. Kevin, did you think there wasn't gonna be one this season?
There always is one. If that happens, and in honor of Knobloch's name is Chris, right? With a K,
yeah,
though.
It's K-R-I-S, yeah.
So if that happens and McDavid signs with the Rangers while Knobloch is coach, I'll name my first kid Chris. And one way or another. In honor of both you and Chris Knobloch. So we'll see if it happens.
K-H-R-I-S.
Hey, I had no idea he was the Erie Otters coach, so fair enough.
I did a lot of digging. especially because like I just didn't know. I think I did it like last year because I didn't know where like Knobloch came from and everything. That game
randomly.
That was two years ago.
Whatever. Everything plays together now.
Was that the 9-0 game too? I think it might have been.
It was.
woof. I didn't really know much about him, so I looked into it and saw that he coached the Otters in juniors like years before that, and I was like, hold on, this timeline seems like it matches with someone else's. And then I did the math, looked at teams, cross referenced. I was like the dude in like a movie who's like a hacker. I was just I'm in. So this theory really has been cooking in my brain for like 2 years, but it's now being broadcasted to the masses 2 years later. So
love it.
You would say I'm 2 years wiser, but I'm not. I've probably gotten dumber over the last 2 years. So
hey, I can see it happening, and I could also see with the original six talk, it just smells like the Leafs start to flounder a little bit. They fire Sheldon Keefe, Barry Trotz.
I was thinking the Wings.
They just hired a Wand, which I was thinking that too, but like they just hired.
I didn't know if he was still an interim thing or not.
No.
If I had to take a guess, then maybe
he's not going to Chicago.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, he likes rebuilding teams, so I mean Boston.
And my guess would have been probably Chicago or the Leafs. Probably makes sense. If Dubas is if Dubas is out,
Hashtag Dubas out. Also, how about did you hear that tidbit tonight that Wayne Lambert was in Gerard Gallant's wedding party?
I knew that. I had heard that before. I think I don't know why. It's not like the first time I've seen it. Like that's the strangest thing. I think I saw someone post it on like Twitter or something, but I didn't know they like played with each other. So that was a little. I didn't know that, but I knew he was in his wedding party.
Fair enough. Yeah, good for Lane to get his first win there. Shall we talk about the Isles and Rangers reverse retro, but save the rest for another time since it's 11:15 our time?
I mean, if you want, I have the tier thing up. I have nothing really.
I'm not ready. I hate to say it. I'm not ready.
All right.
We're not going to have that much to talk about next week, so we can do it next week. It'll still be fresh enough.
Okay.
Rangers,
they're both fine.
They both went pretty safe, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I have to see them on the ice. I mean, I don't dislike the Rangers. The red just, I don't picture the Rangers as red, but I guess that's what the reverse retro does, right?
But like here's the thing, and I was talking to Jake about it before he left. So the Rangers, the reverse retro, they just changed like the coloring and everything from last year.
Pretty much.
Last year's was just a little too basic. With just like the coloring, and then it's just like the sleeve stripes. This year they went back to how it traditionally was in the past when it was navy blue, and they had I think the red stripes, and on the white ones they had the like or the red on the sleeves. So it's like it looks more retro than the one last year did. So I think they hit the nail on the head there. I do like the blue. I think it's better. I would have probably liked it a little bit more if it was white. If they went white, I would have probably had these ranked a little bit higher in my ranking. But Yeah,
the light would have been sick. You're right.
They like really that to me, it would have looked so sick.
It would have been oh, it's blue. It's not red. I'm so stupid. I don't know why I thought this thing was red. It's not
bad. Yeah, no, it's just the sleeves are red. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like I love it and hate it. I want to see it in person and I want to see it like on the ice. I think when I see it on the ice, it'll probably shoot up to like a higher ranking for me. But like right now it's fine.
It's much better than last year's. Much better than last
year. Yeah, it's a little bit more creative than last year. I think they did better than they did last year with it. But the one complaint that I have, and I think a lot of people will have this with the reverse retros, and you're gonna have to probably look to see if like other reputable sources have these jerseys. They're too fucking expensive.
Dude, they're like minimum like $250.
The Rangers are charging $300 for theirs, and you can only get one of six players. You either get Zibanejad, Kreider, Fox, Panarin, Trouba, or Shesterkin. Like those are the only players you can get. You can't like customize it.
That's so stupid.
The thing is, this year I think they want more people. Like it's strange because you were able to customize them. I think a couple of years ago, through like the channels in which you were able to purchase them through the Rangers, but it was like kind of like a first come first serve type thing. So if they didn't have your size, you were kind of shit out of luck. This year, they're making sure everyone, if you want one, they make sure you get it because it's all pre order. But it's like you can only pre order one of the six. So it's kind of like it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
How
hard is it to press a different name on the back?
That's what I mean. My thoughts on the Islanders, love that they went with the fisherman logo. I don't love the bottom of the jersey with like the diagonal across it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. You should have stuck with the wave.
It was broke.
They should have stuck with the wave.
If they would have just made a logo with a freaking lighthouse, this is what my dad said, and he's the biggest proponent of the hatred of the fishermen. He would be number one chairman of the Fisherman Hate Club, which is probably where I got it from. And my mom, they like, we were saying like, if it was a lighthouse, if they put a lighthouse in that jersey and said the stupid gray beard fisherman, perfect. Give me the waves. Give me the crazy numbers. Fine. I think that's kind of cool with the whole Long Island theme. If whatever.
Yeah.
The stupid fisherman is what gets me. It looks like the goddamn Gorton fisherman from the Fish Sticks. There is a chance that we want fish sticks, and I can't stand it. But maybe not. I mean, it's very decisive on Twitter. I'm sorry, I'm totally just jacking what you're gonna say with a total rant. But some people are like, oh, this is like representative of a trash era in Islanders history, which I kind of agree with. And other people are like, oh,
it well. Does. It's tied to like some pretty just horrific terrible times for the franchise.
But people are like, oh, well, you can't associate a logo with the players and that team because teams are different.
You can if you're a fan. Yeah, I think you're more than your rights to do that.
I see both sides of both sides of the coin. I almost just said both sides of the cookie. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you should have. We both would have fucked up a saying then. Now I'm still on my own there.
So, I don't know. We'll see how it looks. I think it'll be the colors are kind of cool with the navy, but
colors are totally cool. Jesus fucking Christ, -1.
They could use some more. If they would have put just like
more teal, it needed more teal.
I would have accepted like a stripe of teal in the diagonal. It would have been nice.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like if they did it there, that would have been sick. I just think it needs like one or two more pops of teal.
Yeah,
and then I hate it when logos up for me.
Yeah, I hate when logos don't match like the jersey. Like the logo is white and it has teal lettering on it, kind of like teal outline, but the jersey itself is like navy blue and like black. I'm like, what are we doing? Like we have like seven different colors here, but you're right, it could have used a bit more teal. I think that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, like I sent you a thing. It's we're gonna tier. We'll talk about it more in depth next week.
What's the website?
I mean, if you don't want to do it, the only thing I was just going to preface, the only thing that's different from this time around compared to last is we had our own comparisons and scale last time.
We'll start next week with it. I think that's a good plan.
This time we just did like the typical like S tier, A, B, C, D. I had both Rangers and Islanders in the B tier. So
I think that's pretty fair. I think that's pretty fair. I'm trying to think who is the number one in my book right now. I'm trying to look and just browse through and see. Oh, these are the old ones.
I got a four-way tie for one.
How do I get to,
yeah.
How do I get to the new one? Damn. What's the
I sent it to you in DMs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get that.
I have a four-way tie. Here, let me I'll just copy and paste. Or I don't know. This might be I don't know. Here.
I got a freaking Firefox. Here, I'll go on my phone.
I got a four-way tie for first for me. Caps is really good. Arizona, I really like the orange. The Sharks knocked it out of the park with the Seals. I love those Seal jerseys. So,
I know my favorite. I know my favorite.
I'm a sucker for that. In Florida, Florida. Clap it up!
Bravo! Also, Robo Penguin. That's a fire jersey. I love the fire. I love the Penguin jersey.
B tier.
Really? Well, we'll get more into it next week, but I think Florida, we can agree, the winners. Absolutely.
Yes, absolute they knocked winners. That out of the park. Love back-to-back it. Years, actually. So just
facts. For the, that's facts.
Just for the people wondering at home, I have I listened to most of the episode we did. not all, so there are some teams missing here. But out of the categories we had, the S-tier category we had, we both had the Panthers.
I think that's fair.
Both had Panthers the there.
Panthers, so. The Panthers was fire last year. I wonder who we had like last. I'm trying to think.
Surprising jersey. I can tell you we both. So we're pretty much the same. We both had the Hurricanes. We're dead last. We both said the Stars.
It's gonna happen again.
The Blue Jackets. We both said the Red Wings. And I went with the Islanders. You went with the Senators.
Oh, yeah. That Senators jersey was trash.
And I had the Senators jersey in my A tier. So
wild. We'll see what happens next week. It's going to be a good discussion. I always enjoyed the jersey talk.
Mm-hmm. Before last thing I'll say about this,
go for it.
Team that had a very, very sneaky good jersey, which I was really surprised about.
This year?
Yeah, this year. Because their first one stunk out loud. Golden Knights. So, Justin,
I do like
that's for you. Sorry, I don't like the helmets. Maybe do the gold helmets with those and I'll change my mind. But they have an awesome jersey. I really like it a lot.
I do. I like the diagonal letters. It's kind of nice in that sense. But it's a nice jersey. It's a nice jersey.
And it's going to look so sick when they wear it and it glows and the arena like goes black and they just come out and it glows in the dark. It's going to be sick.
Also, how wild though that the men's jersey glows, but if a woman buys a woman's jersey, it doesn't glow.
That's kind of fucked up.
That's nuts. How's that happen? I can't wrap my head around that being like a thing. Like what is different about it? Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that will be very, very Vegas and very sick to see it all glow in the dark. I will admit.
It's going to be a sick thing. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get lucky and get to see him live. You never know.
Maybe. Do you have a player to do trivia for? Because I forgot.
I forgot to.
Great.
Should we just do the other thing or just what it's up to you?
I kind of gave my conspiracy of the week. It's more a conspiracy 2 years
down
the line.
Yeah, I kind of forgot both. I need to put a note in my phone to like do both of these things for next week. So we can just do the name of the same player again. But trivia and – or I could just know it. I could think of a player off the top of my head and you could get the questions for it. Do we want to do like, have you ever seen this thing on TikTok where it's like, I like how we just plan our episodes on the fly. Like we don't do any preparation.
That's why people keep coming back.
Do we want to do like questions, like a set number of questions or do like 60 seconds to get it?
Do like a set number of questions. Do like,
okay.
Do like max, like five questions. Like five if you really need it.
Okay. Five questions.
I'd say like three is probably like the perfect amount, but five.
Yeah, I think five.
Five if it's tough. Three if it's.
I don't know if five's enough. Well, we'll see. Let me think of a good player then to start. A current NHL player.
Okay.
Crap. Who could I go with? Okay. I got one.
Okay. Let's do this.
Oh, am I asking the questions? I thought you were asking the questions.
I don't have a player. I thought we were gonna take a turn. Like you ask me 1 week, I ask you 1 week. I like how we're just doing this on the fly. Like, this is like we're talking through what the podcast is going to be.
I thought this that is you asked me five questions to get to the player. I thought that's what we were doing. You thought that I was asking five trivia questions about the player.
No. what you said that, like the first part you said, I thought you had the player and questions ready to go for me. Like you were going to, well, and I was going to like answer the questions to get to the player you're thinking of.
Oh, I got you. What if we did, you get five questions to get to the player? Does that work? I don't know. Maybe we just scrap the segment this week.
We'll brainstorm.
We suck.
We are going to brainstorm. It's fucking late.
Did anybody, if anybody's listening to this at this point, I'm so sorry that we're so stupid. We're going to come here and cut that one out. But you know what? We're leaving it in. We're doing it live. We're leaving it in. We are two college educated men who just can't figure it out with big time big boy jobs. But we just can't figure out our own podcast. But we'll get down. We'll get down for next week. It's also fucking midnight. So.
Oh, fuck, man.
Wrap it up. We're done.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate everyone for listening to us, especially since we're just two idiots talking into a mic. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on, or on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Anchor. Make sure you leave a review for us, 5-star rating. Follow the podcast on Twitter at From Broad to Bell. We tweet on there pretty frequently during games and whatnot. You can follow our personal accounts; they're linked in that. And yeah, DM us. You know, we'll probably answer your DMs and everything. But
yeah,
you know, talk to us. We're here. And yeah, that's about it. Kevin, you got anything else?
No, sir.
All right. See you guys next week. Peace. Dump,